This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome to the Sophia Amore podcast, Wisdom and Love with C. Austin III. This podcast is a part of my website, si60s.com. That's sober in 60 seconds, si60s.com. This will start a 7-part series, and this topic is called radical acceptance. Some of you may have heard of it. You might have. You might not know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to help make it clear to you, help answer some questions or make something a little bit more plain, easy to understand. Radical acceptance, part one, intentionally acknowledging reality. Radical acceptance is a distress tolerance skill in dialectical behavioral therapy, and it's a transformative concept that can help shift our perspective into a space that allows us to find the answers we need by locking into the reality of the present moment. And that means we are free of judgment, and when we are free of judgment, we are free of shame. And as we take on a non-judgmental perspective, we rely on objective facts and recognize when we are fighting with reality. And how do we fight with reality? We fight with reality with denial, pain, anger, resentment, and the list goes on and on. This allows us, using radical acceptance with a non-judgmental perspective, I'm looking at reality, I'm intentionally acknowledging reality. This allows us to free ourselves. That means I have a choice now. I'm looking at the reality of this present moment, and I'm recognizing what's in my power, what's not in my power. What can I do? What can't I do? That which I can do, that I will do. This allows us to free ourselves by releasing what's beyond our power and control. And I'm going to share a personal story to help this make sense. In our in my site's about page, in my first episode, episode one, I give the audio version of the about page on si60s.com, sober in 60 seconds. I shared a little bit about my own story regarding my past hospitalization, including some family stressors that led up to the hospitalization. And if you haven't read that or heard it yet, please listen to episode one or go on the website and check out the about section. And when I discharged from inpatient, I had a family session scheduled with two family members, and I was hoping that we could all get on the same page and improve our relationships. You know, that was the idea. That was the hope. And this is kind of how the session went. It went a little something like this. You know, the therapist says, "Hello, thank you for coming in. I understand that you recently got out of the hospital." He's talking to me. "I understand you got out of the hospital. I'm glad you're safe. What would you like to communicate with your family you brought with you today?" And I say, "I was just hoping we could talk about some things that's been tough. Maybe we could get through stuff a little better." Now, family member one, I'm just going to call him family member one. Family member one was comforting and a little open to the process. And they say, yeah, absolutely. I think we can come together and improve. Family member two, defensive, stiff body language, arms folded across their chest. "Well, I don't really see the point in this. There's nothing to really change anything. So sitting around and talking about it, not really sure what the point is in this." And that was the first red flag in the family session. The individual who had created a devastating and negative impact on my life, truly was not interested in me, our relationship, or us healing and growing together. I tried to stay open throughout the session, but more negativity followed. Family member two continued to make dismissive, hurtful, and negative remarks throughout the session. You're the one with the problem. Well, I did that because I'm dealing with my own stuff. So what? Listen to the sound of my voice. I know more about this stuff, and it's really not that hard to just get over stuff. I'll tell you something. In my triggered mind, I thought I had just tried to kill myself in part because of you, you asshole. And all you can think about is how you fucking don't care and you don't want to be here. And I want to add that I can look back and acknowledge and accept that it wasn't fair for me to blame this person for my actions. I was and remain responsible for me, my choices, my responses, and what I say. And it was what I felt at the time. And with my inner dialogue feeling more hurt and further rejected at every dismissive, snide remark of this family member, reality started settling in. I began seeing reality for reality, every bit of it. And I began realizing that today wasn't just a red flag, but every day with this person had been a red flag. They were showing me who they were, and my pain and codependency often contributed to me making excuses for them and denying reality. I had readily been blaming myself for how they were behaving, and they were content with blaming me for their actions too, even though I had nothing to do with it. This uncomfortable experience was helping me see the reality of the present moment in a way I hadn't acknowledged reality before. I was beginning to see the reality of my part in this relationship pattern, which later was going to help me make a decision about how to move forward in this relationship. I just want to give you a message of encouragement and let you know that if you're dealing with some very tough reality circumstances, some very tough situational experiences where reality is really showing up and things are being very clear to you, I just want you to know that I support you. I understand. I hear you. It's valid. It's a tough walk. It's a tough road. And you can make a decision with what's in your power today to help you feel release and release yourself by making a decision to take care of you and your needs. You have that right. You deserve to do that. Look forward to catching up with you again soon. Take care.